something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all.
809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on a very cold, well, cold for us, right? You know, 34 degrees right now in Pensacola. Cold for us. Not cold for everybody. But that's kind of relevant because the subject matter we're going to talk about in just a second here is the homeless camp underneath I-110 and the plans to help those people find better solutions, long-term solutions that don't involve them living on public land. Melissa Johnson joins us. She is the executive director and the CEO of Fearless Community, and she will be the program director for the new Holistic Center. It's going to go in on Palafox. Melissa, nice to meet you for the first time. Welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You have been kind of the go-to person. I've heard, had your name referred to me by several people as being the resource, the person I ought to have on the show. And also, I've watched you talk at city council meetings, and you have clearly a heart for service, clearly a realistic, eyes-wide-open assessment of what's going on with these folks and a heart to help them, and I love that. Let's just kind of start with some basics. I drove around the camp yesterday. I did a video just to kind of see. It seems like it's even more people than it had been. As I recall, we were right around 100 or so maybe a month ago. Where are we at today?
We are a little bit over 100. You are correct. It is still growing.
Okay. It is still...
It seems to be where people believe that, you know, they're going to get that answer. You know, it's heartbreaking because we don't always have that answer, and we're still battling the, you know, some of the first crew that was there from day one.
So they are coming. There are some people coming there, at least in part, because they think, if I come to the camp, that kind of puts me in line to get the help that I want whenever that help becomes available?
Yeah.
Okay. And I assume they're coming from other encampments around the area. They're not necessarily coming from out of state or from other counties or anything like that. Or are they?
Not really coming from out of state. I've not, but maybe a handful is really doing that. But they're not really coming from other camps either. They're just, you know, some, for a while we were having, you know, hospitals drop off on Z trip. You know, that put a big eye awakener for us. We were getting, you know, people saying that they were just living in front of a building the night before and they just need an answer. They don't want to live there anymore. You know, it's such a wide variety that we're getting that. I can't say that they're really all coming from one area or another. They're coming from everywhere.
When I drove by yesterday, what I saw was a pretty wide variety of housing arrangements. Mostly it was, you know, camp tents. But I saw a handful of cars, some which looked like fairly nice cars, you know, compared to what I would have expected, parked in the area underneath I-110, and a couple of what I would call makeshift buildings. There's one in particular on the west side that strikes me as a fire hazard. It's enormous with all kinds of paneling and plywood and everything built up all around it. I assume there's a tremendously wide variety of situations that people are living in there. Is that right?
You are correct. I'm going to say, though, that everybody that's there don't want the answer right now, maybe. And that's really hard for us because we're there trying to help the actual people that want to help. I mean, obviously, if nobody wanted help, I personally wouldn't be sending my team down. You know, that's, you know, we maybe have to go feed and you go close. But outside of that, you know, we do that throughout the whole entire Pensacola area. So for this bridge, to know, you know, when we go there and there's people that want actual answers, maybe it's not here. Maybe it is a bus ticket back home or, you know, to a treatment center. I mean, there's been so variety of what people need. It's just been so hard to find the resource. And that's, you know, the thing that people are still coming asking, you know, maybe you guys can help us. And we're having to look outside of Florida or outside of the Pensacola area, and we're able to help them. We are working with other agencies. And currently, you know, due to COVID, there's been a lot of people not being able to open their doors, or they had to, you know, go down to minimum. You know, and with so many other agencies now opening up, it is giving them hope that there's things of options coming. And that's why you have them still waiting around, because they really do want that answer. There is that handful you are speaking of on the west side with that big building he's building.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, still to this day, I don't have authority. You don't have authority. Nobody has authority to go say, hey, you can't build that. Believe me, sir, I try every day. Hmm. I tell people, you know, you can keep your tent, keep yourself inside your tent. I do, you know, obviously use my voice, but it's not obviously authority. That would help us in the beginning if we could have just put rules in there, because it is a crisis in the community.
How many out of the 100, if you had to guess, and I know this is probably hard to, you know them all personally, or many
of
them?
No, actually, I know everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I take it back
I
then.
I have done an assessment. Yes, actually, I'm going to run you through our day. It's like, say I get a new one. I do a personal assessment with them. We, you know, do our outreach packet, and we see the need, or we, you know, we figure out if they're going to want the help right now, mm-hmm. or if they don't, because not everybody does. You know, and if we can quickly solve it, we're going to quickly solve it. If not, you know, we work with them. You know, the community has been so amazing here, donating tents, blankets, everything. I mean, down to we've got some of them insulated now. We're trying to keep it inside the tent. That is not, you know, we're not trying to build huge things that people are doing. But again, we can't stop that.
Are they building fires at night to keep warm in the cold weather, or what are they doing to stay warm right now?
The ones that are working with me, and when you ask me the number of them, there is a solid 50 of them every single day that are still there, that are working very hard with agencies trying to get out of the solution.
Great.
And that's a draw there every single day, because that is a high number out of the 100, you know, that I have that want help.
Right. Well, that's good news. I mean, because that's always been the concern, is how many would not be interested in the help, how many would be reluctant, and, you know, dispersing them would be hard. Because what we want them to go to better arrangements, and, you know, some right. may be resistant to that, obviously. And you've mentioned before, when you talk to city council, there's a small number, a fair number, that, they maybe don't know what planet this is. I mean, they're genuinely, like, they have no comprehension cool. of what's going on, and we're going to have to handle those folks differently because they have very different needs. Melissa, we've talked a lot about January as the time when people would be relocated from the camp. Based on everything that mm-hmm. you know, is it realistic to think that by the end of the month that space is going to be cleared out?
And that is actually the goal, yes, because our goal is to take those that want that answer right now and be able to put them, you know, in a safe area and let us continue. Like I said, some of them are going to work. Some are working with our attorney to get them on that disability, which is the number one requirement to even live on your own ever is income. You know, so we want to be able to take those and put them in an area that we can continue working, while all these centers that they're actually going to go to are being, you know, under construction right now.
Right. So, okay, well, that's good, and I know you're going to be
one, like you.
You're going to be the director of the. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I kind of talked over you. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to go back before your break. You had mentioned about the mental health and yeah. how that's going to be addressed. And that the good thing is that Lakeview is going to start doing assessments on them and trying to explain to them. Some of them have actually been able to find their families, and they have flown in now here to try to help take care of the mental of their child or their loved one in a more of a family setting. So it's just taking us time. You know, it's a lot of research that we've done to try to find these families, and they are willing to help us. You know, outside of that, we do have Lakeview. So I think that with the right approach, you know, daily we do tell them this is not our answer. You know, we have to try to find somewhere else. We remind people all the time.
Well, for the most part, that's very good news. I know there's always going to be some number of the people that are going to be obviously more challenging to deal with, whether because of mental health issues or, you know, their own decisions about what they're willing to do. But, man, I'm kind of encouraged, because I'm more of an optimist, but I had been reluctant to embrace too much the January time frame because it seems to be moving slower than we thought, and, you know, time frames always move back. Melissa Johnson, she's executive director and the CEO of Fearless Community and the new program director for the REAP Holistic Center. In the last 30 seconds or so, Melissa, anything that you want to let people know that I haven't asked? I know there's a million other things we could talk about, but just anything that you want to leave people with as they're thinking about what's going on with the homeless, especially at that camp?
Honestly, if people really just want the genuine truth, walk the camp, schedule time with us. You know, it's not as scary as it looks. looks can be always deceiving in life. You know, these are genuine people that really do want answers. So I just hope and pray that people, you know, when you talk about this area or, you know, homeless in general, that you take that in consideration.
Okay. Well, and I have not done that. I have only been on the perimeter, but I've had a couple of people offer. So I will take you up on that. I'll look forward to coming down and meeting some of the folks and walking through it with you as well. Melissa Johnson, again, Executive Director and CEO of Fearless Community. Melissa, thanks for your work that you're doing. Thanks for the time this morning. And thanks for helping some people who really absolutely need an advocate and somebody to help them in our community. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me.